did you decide on that one, ladies and gentlemen? This whole notion of whether we should be, you know, feeling the burn and tiring out our muscles when we're lifting those weights. What did you decide? Well, let me tell you what the panel of experts says. They said that the answer is true, because working your muscles to the point of tiredness is a good way to strengthen them and tone them. Now, notice what they said now. That's a good way to strengthen them and tone them. Ladies, I know a lot of you are thinking, wait a minute, hold up. I definitely don't want to do that thing, because I don't want to be getting big like an Amazon warrior. I hear you loud and clear. But remember, we've had a few experts, one or two experts, to come on the program and share with us that, generally speaking, ladies won't get big. You won't really bulk up from hitting the weights hard, because you don't have, generally, most of you don't have enough testosterone. And that testosterone is one of the chemicals in the body that helps lead to the increase of muscle mass. So notice now, they didn't say that working your muscles to the point of tiredness is a good way to build great muscle mass. They said that's a good way to strengthen and tone your muscles. And I know a lot of you ladies want to tone your muscles, and probably a lot of you wouldn't mind strengthening your muscles as well. Well, working to the point of tiredness, good way to do that. Now, I'll be honest with you. Personally, I'm not excited about the idea of tiring my muscles out. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I'm not excited about it, simply because I'm just wondering how I would feel tiring my muscles out as a result of lifting weights like that. Well, of course, we know that each time we lift the weight, that is a repetition, and we usually call it rep for short. So start with one set of 8 to 12 reps and gradually increase the weight and the number of sets as you get stronger. And in fact, if you want to start with fewer than 8 reps, I know they're saying start with one set of 8 to 12, you may want to start with one set of 6. One of the keys to it, though, is to start with a weight light enough for you to handle well. You want to make sure that your posture, your form is always good to ensure that you're not straining your body. And so they're saying you can start with one set of 8 to 12 reps, and then gradually increase that weight and the number of sets. So if you start with 20 pounds and you're curling it, 20 pounds, 8 times, put it down. That's one set. You might want to do that for 2 or 3 weeks. Curl 20 pounds, 8 times, boom, and be done. And that fourth week, you might want to consider curling 25 or 30 pounds, whichever is easy enough for you to do with good form, yet it challenges you a little bit more than that 20 pounds. And you may want to go with 25 pounds for 10 reps. And you're just gradually increasing. Take your time. Much better to go slow and keep going than to go too fast and have to stop working out for a while. You can use free weights. You can use resistance bands. You can use gym machines. All right. True or false? You can target specific parts of your body in order to lose weight. All right, let's hear that again. You can target specific parts of your body in order to lose weight. The correct answer is false. The idea is known as spot reducing, and a lot of experts say that is a myth, because your body sheds fat evenly across your body. So you can't just do a million crunches in order to get those abs down. You have to do a full body workout in order to lose belly fat. So, let's say you're doing crunches and or sit-ups. So whatever you're doing to really, really, really work those abs, well, that is a good thing to do. But what they're saying is you also need to be doing something on the elliptical machine, or you need to be walking, or you need to be jogging. You need to be doing something else that's going to work the rest of the body in addition to you working your abs in order to get those abs like you want them. I tell you what, I remember when I was in high school, and I've forgotten the order, but I noticed that lifting weights, doing the sit-ups, because back then I didn't know about crunches. I'm not saying no one was doing them, but I wasn't aware of them. And so the exercise that I did specifically for my abs were sit-ups, but also did things like scissors. How many of y'all remember the scissors? Lying on your back, stretched out, raise your feet up in the air, legs just go straight up, not straight up like perpendicular, but just lifting your feet off the floor, maybe 5, 6, 8 inches, and spread your legs open, bring them back together, cross them at the ankle, open them back up, close them back, crossing at the ankle, ankles, open back up, spread them open, bring them back together, crossing at the ankles again. It's the scissors. That worked those abs too. So, you know, there were quite a few exercises that I was doing for the old abs. Well, the young abs. But I tell you what I noticed. Doing those abdominal exercises, hitting the weights, and then jogging. That jogging gave me a whole body workout that literally helped me feel the inches melting off my abs. I mean that literally, I could literally feel my abs shaping up while I was jogging. Again, now, I had to do all the rest of it too. I was doing all those other exercises that were specifically for my abdominals, like the scissors, the sit-ups, etc. I was hitting the weights. And when I jogged, and often for, man, I don't know, I don't remember now, 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes, 60 minutes, I could literally feel my abs shaping up. So remember that now. It is good to go ahead and do your crunches and whatever else you're doing for your abdominals. Keep doing that. But you need to be doing something else too. Swimming, something else that's going to work your whole body in order for you to really get those abs like you want them. Okay, now, this is our last one, and I got to give you a heads up. This may be a bit of a trick question. So really take your time with this one. Think this one through. True or false, it's better to work out in the morning than in the afternoon or evening. Here's the statement again. It's better to work out in the morning than in the afternoon or the evening. Well, let me tell you what their panel of experts gave us. For that one, they said the answer is false. So if that's false, then where do we go? It's better to work out in the morning than in the afternoon or evening. They say it's false. So the question becomes, what is the best time to exercise? Well, whenever you can make it a part of your routine. Research shows that your body will adjust to whatever time of day works for you. Some studies say physical performance actually peaks in the late afternoon. Others say that morning workouts help you sleep better. The most important thing is to pick a time of day that you can stick with. All right. So I think that that's something that, you know, you want to keep in mind. You should definitely keep in mind what works best for you. I know one of the things that I've learned from trial and error is that it is not a good idea for me to work out in the evening. because when I work out in the evening, my metabolism is still so high several hours later that I can't get to sleep at the time that I would normally like to get to sleep. So I try to work out anywhere from early afternoon on back to morning. But I try not to work out in the evening so that I can get to sleep when I'm ready to get to sleep. Back in a few.